That is UB40, I Can't Help Falling In Love. 20 minutes into 8 a.m. And as I promised, I told you what we were going to be doing from 8:20. It has come here. It is time for us to head straight to the tomato fields. We love them. They're red, juicy fruits that brighten our markets and also our plates. Here's a reality check we want to throw your way. Kenyans lose up to 50% of its tomato harvest every season. And it's not because farmers don't work hard. No. It's because of pests, because of diseases, and also poor soils. So here's a question. How can we grow safe, healthy tomatoes without harmful pesticides? That's what we're discussing today through the integrated pest management and sustainable soil practices. This is under ICIPE's ISPOT project, supported by the BioVision Foundation. In studio, I have Dr. Shepherd Ndlela. Did I pronounce that one right?
That's correct.
Okay, Dr. Shepherd Ndlela, research scientist, yes, from ICIPE. Now, here's the first question before we go any further. I hear people say, because even in the commercial that we ran about this talk, I heard the guy say, I think he said, ICIPE. And I was like, no, they can't do it. What do you call the place you work at?
In full, it is called the International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology, which is shortened to ICIPE.
ICIPE?
Yes.
The whole time I was like, this person should have recorded this thing again. What do you mean ICIPE? Okay, so you call it ICIPE? Fair enough. The International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology.
Yes.
Wow. Massive stuff. Also joining him in studio, I have another doctor, Dr. Samuel Mushemi. Morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
It's great to have you. You are at Farm Track Biosciences.
Yes, please.
All right. We're going to talk more on that one. Remember, if you have the questions, you send them to us via SMS or WhatsApp on 0721-54-22-60. So let us know on that one. Also, when I start with you, Dr. Ndlela, karibu sana. Tell me more about your role at ICIPE. I'll never get used to that, but tell me about your role in ICIPE.
At ICIPE, I am a research scientist. I'm an entomologist, meaning I work on insects.
Okay.
ICIPE, we deal with insects only. That's the uniqueness of ICIPE. We deal with insects that affect human beings, for example, mosquitoes. We deal with insects that affect animals. We deal with insects that affect the environment. We deal with insects that affect plants. Those four domains.
Wow. That's this is what you always wanted to do.
This is something that I've always wanted to do.
Wow.
I have always wanted to do it, and I've done it from my first degree up to the PhD level.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Bringing in a wealth of experience, Dr. Ndlela is doing. Okay. Now, doctor, farmers spray a lot, sometimes twice a week even, believing that, you know, the more you spray, the better they yield, right? So from your research, what dangers come in overusing pesticides? Actually, even before we get there, tell us about pesticides and the correct mode of their use, because I want to believe that it differs with the crop. Maybe, I don't know. Tell me more.
In each and every crop, we expect that farmers use what we call integrated pest management. Mm-hmm. Integrated pest management is a holistic approach to the management or the control of pests. It is based on knowledge. you have to know what you are controlling. So we say when you are implementing integrated pest management, the first thing that you must do is to work towards prevention. Preventing the insects from attacking your crop.
Mm-hmm.
Should that fail, then we are saying use the knowledge that you have to choose the best option to manage the pest. And the use of insecticides is a last resort. Mm-hmm. This is not the first option that you must use. It is actually the last resort when you say everything I have done has failed. Let me go for pesticides.
Really? I always thought that, you know, they went hand in hand, the use of pesticides, because there will always be pests, right?
Of course, farmers will prefer to use synthetic pesticides as a first option,
okay,
because we all know that synthetic pesticides, when you use them, they give that quick knockdown effect,
yeah,
which farmers want. But we say the quick knockdown effect also comes with detrimental effects to the one who is using the synthetic pesticides, to the environment, to the one who is going to consume the product.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go the integrated pest management way, where we are saying let's use synthetic pesticides in a holistic manner when we need them. Like you said, it's not a matter of spraying twice a week. It's not a matter of spraying thrice a week. It's a matter of knowing, why am I spraying?
Why are you spraying? And with over spraying, for lack of a better expression, what does that do to the quality of the tomato?
When you apply so much synthetic pesticide, that is the indiscriminate use of pesticides, of course you will kill the pest, but
yeah,
there is also a problem with it, because not every insect that is in your farm must die. There are some insects which are beneficial, which you must not kill. But farmers, whenever they see an insect in their farm, they already think of spraying. The old adage which goes, the only good bug is a dead bug, which is wrong. There are some bugs which are good.
Wow. Wow. Now we're learning new things. I like that. So you've worked closely with tomato farmers in Narok and Kirinyaga. And
yes.
And tell me, how are we doing? Have you seen an improvement over the last, let's say, maybe 2 years? If you compare how tomato farming was in 2022 to now, what remarkable highlights can you share with us?
Over the last 6 years, we have been implementing a project called Integrated Sustainable Production of Tomatoes, in short, which is shortened to iSport. This project is funded by a BioVision Foundation, and we have been implementing it in Kirinyaga and also Narok. Our aim in this project was to ensure that we work with farmers on several aspects of tomato production.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the issue of soil health, the issue of pests, also the issue of markets. But we have implemented this project in those areas, and we have seen, for example, in the aspect of soil health, we have seen an improvement in the understanding of farmers' fields. Because initially, people are using small pieces of land.
Yeah.
They don't have the opportunity to use a rotation, because the land is small. So you are using it year in, year out, which means the soils become depleted. Now, when the soils become depleted, the farmers are dumping so much fertilizers for them to get a yield.
Yes.
But now you are dumping the fertilizers on a soil that you do not know what kind of nutrients are lacking in the soil. This is why we have encouraged them to go the way of soil testing, so that you know what is missing in the soils. Then in terms of pests, we have seen that if you go back into history, in 2014, we had a serious outbreak of a pest called Tuta absoluta, which came all the way from South America.
Whoa.
Tuta absoluta can decimate tomato fields, can destroy yield up to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And farmers were left with no option but to use different synthetic pesticides. But now, the problem with Tuta absoluta is that it develops what we call resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Resistance is when you spray the pesticide, it is working today, it is working tomorrow. But in a few cycles of tomato production, Tuta absoluta is actually drinking the pesticide and nothing happens to it.
Wow.
So in this case, you are forced now to increase the concentration of the chemical,
right,
which now harms the environment, which now harms the farms. But as of now, we have seen an improvement. Farmers now understand what to do at what point.
I did not know I was today years old when I found out soil, poor soil can actually contribute to your harvest. You know, I don't know why that never crossed my mind. Before I come to you, Dr. Mushemi, I wanted to throw this before I lose that train of thought. Oh my, it's coming. Oh yes, all right. So Dr. Ndlela, you've seen, first of all, Tuta absoluta is gone now. It's a thing of the past. Quite the name. Is it advisable? Because you had said earlier at the beginning of this conversation, you said last resort, pesticide is a last resort. So we had asked our listeners how they manage pests and diseases on their farms, specifically for tomatoes. Two people said a mixture of chemicals and traditional methods. Can you chime in on any of these traditional methods?
Farmers... you know, we say farmers are the first researchers. Farmers will know what to use on a crop. They will try everything. For example, you will see farmers trying ash. You will see farmers trying different soaps. You will mm-hmm. see farmers trying different things that they want to use on tomatoes or any other crop, for example.
Mm.
But for us, we have been implementing different methods of controlling Tuta absoluta, because Tuta absoluta has been so much devastating. So to reduce the impact of Tuta absoluta,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that we have been using has been to encourage farmers to use simple traps with attractants that attract the males of Tuta absoluta.
Mm-hmm.
I think my colleague here will explain more on that trap. But in simple terms, the trap and the lure will ensure that you attract all the males from the farm. What are you doing? You are removing the males so that the females will not be mated.
Yes.
They will not have males to mate with.
That's
that means they are unable to produce fertile eggs. And mm-hmm. In a few cycles, you have knocked down the population of Tuta absoluta.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the main aspects that we have been encouraging farmers to use against Tuta absoluta.
Tuta absoluta. So mixing both is, it's all right. You know, a bit of chemical spray and a bit of traditional methods. You would advocate for that, or?
That's the integration that we have been talking about. That's exactly what integrated pest management does. Because we are saying, use several methods together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just rely on one method. Use several methods that give you the best results.
I love that. He's a research scientist at ISIPE, Dr. Shepherd Ndlela. Sorry about that. Let's go to this other doctor, Dr. Samuel Mushemi, Technical Director at FarmTrack Biosciences. Yes?
Thank you, Nick.
Great to have you. You guys provide innovative, safe agri inputs to farmers. Tell me more about that.
Nick, thank you very much, and to the listeners. Yes, we are one of the players who are suppliers of IPM based products, mm-hmm. particularly bio based products
uh-huh.
in this country and beyond. I'm an entomologist by profession.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I understand a lot about the science of insects and the pests. And also, I'm in the space of plant health safety.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Dr. Ndlela said that you definitely have more to say about Tuta Absoluta. I'd want you to tell me first, in the tomato space, tell me, how FarmTrac, what their main input is in the tomato sphere.
With the tomatoes, our company is a supplier of the trapping technology.
The trapping technology, yes.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Now, the trapping technology involves use of a semiochemical or an attractant. Mm-hmm. That is only specific to Tuta Absoluta. Okay. I use the word specific.
Specific to
yeah,
that.
So it doesn't call other insects. Mm-hmm. And attracts the males. Because the males are the ones who are able to sense what is being dispensed by the trap, not the females.
Uh-huh.
The females don't have that ability by nature of how they are made.
Mm-hmm.
So
attract the males.
Yes, when the males are attracted, as my colleague has mentioned, you reduce the population. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, we are able to cause what we call mating disruption.
Mating disruption?
Yes. So when you install the traps in your field, you not only catch the males, but you confuse them in the searching behavior that mm-hmm. they are not able to locate where their females' counterparts are. So mm-hmm. they will keep roaming around the field without necessarily getting hold of the females. So mm-hmm. in a way, they will die even before they get to the trap or they get a female to mate. Mm-hmm. So by doing that, we are able to reduce the populations in a very significant way,
mm-hmm.
yes, without spraying.
And we've had a great, what's the success rate been in the last, let's talk, the last 12 months?
I may say that with the intervention of the project from BioVision through ISIPE, we have been able to reach so many farmers and particularly to sensitize them that there is always another way of managing these pests.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have adopted, they have embraced the technology, they can talk of the results.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of the farmers that we had interacted with in Narok, the first time they saw the trapping work,
mm-hmm.
they literally ran away because they couldn't believe that you can call insects that are a problem to a specific location and kill them. So that's how. So once they understand that this technology works,
mm-hmm.
they adopt it.
Right.
And beyond this, the understanding of not using synthetic chemicals on tomatoes is very, very important for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we have major health problems coming in terms of what we call residues.
Mm-hmm.
So when you spray chemicals which have longer residue effect, that means they remain in the tomatoes beyond harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
They end up in our plates and we eat them.
Exactly.
And we know the consequences of eating chemicals in terms of the health of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So we are more than controlling the pests, but we also want to safeguard the safety of the consumers.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Two quick ones, Dr. Mshemi. You can do tomato farming all year round, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Can do it all year round. I had seen a question like that on social media. Someone had asked me about that. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you've edified that. And in terms of cost, because getting, what's again,
Tuta
Absoluta.
Oh, tomato leaf miner.
We prefer Tuta Absoluta.
Okay.
It's a good one. I mean, getting the attractant, for example, what's the cost? Is it a costly affair? Will it depend on how large your tomato farm is?
Okay. Thank you very much for that question. And many people ask about that in terms of the pricing. I may say this, the costs for us is not important, the initial cost that you incur.
Mm-hmm.
But we look at the benefits that you accrue from the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Comparatively to a common farmer, because I know they look at how much am I going to use for 1 acre.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So for the synthetics, they get cheap products that are in the market, but the costs in terms of their safety is far more than the cost of buying
absolutely
the traps technology.
Mm-hmm.
Our technology is based on acreage, on area that it covers, because the trap works within a range of like 30 feet.
30 feet.
On either side or either direction.
Okay. Okay.
So that means in 1 acre, minimum that you can use is 4 traps.
Mm-hmm.
So the initial cost may be high because, you know, this is a new technology. Of course, it comes with a high cost because we've not maximized on production.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the materials that we're using are not locally available. So we have to bring them from outside to design that technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's around 780 shillings on the retail and the wholesale price.
It's a good price.
So the farmer can compute how many they would want.
Yeah.
So, but you see, when our product is out of our premise,
mm-hmm.
then we are not in control of the price because we do have distributors and they do have to put a markup in the product.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fair enough. Dr. Samuel Mushemi, he is a technical director, FarmTrack Biosciences. He's also joined in studio by Dr. Shepard Ndlela, research scientist at ISIPE. By the way, big shout outs to ISIPE for sponsoring this, ISIPE's eSport project. The county of Kirinyaga, as well as the county of Narok, supported by the BioVision Foundation, which is promoting safe, sustainable tomato farming in Kenya. If you have questions, you can shoot them at to us in two ways. You can give us a call right now on 0724-758558. I'll say that number one more time, 0724-758-558. If you have an SMS, you can send us to us at 0721-542-246. That's 0721-542246. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, share some questions with our guests, and also we want to hear voices from the people. So stay tuned.
The Breakfast Club with Nick Ndenda on KBC English Service.
Ready to grow your knowledge and harvest success? Tune in to AgriTalk, the show that will keep you ahead in the world of agriculture. From crop science and sustainable farming to livestock management, expert voices, and the latest market trends. We've got it all. If you're a farmer or simply love knowing where your food comes from, AgriTalk is your weekly guide to modern farming. Catch AgriTalk every Monday at 8:30 p.m. only on KBC English Service.
From Abraham, the father of faith, to Moses, the cradle of the law, Mary, the mother of Jesus, to Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, and Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. We present Sacred Stories with John Madanje every Sunday, 6:30 a.m., right here on KBC English Service. Sacred Stories, a lens through Bible characters.
Wake up to the Breakfast Club with Nick Ndenda on KBC English Service.
Time is 8:43. We're talking safe tomato production in studio. I have research scientist from ISIPE, Dr. Shepard Ndlela. Also in studio with me is Dr. Samuel Mushemi, the technical director from FarmTrack Biosciences. Before I play you guys a clip, here is a question that came in as we were speaking. Either of you can take this one. A big fear that this is our farmer who said, my big fear is if I stop using chemicals completely, I will keep on losing my crop. What advice can we give to this farmer? Who wants to take this? Dr. Dlela, do you want to take that?
Let me take that.
Okay.
What we are talking about here is not about stopping using synthetic pesticides.
Right.
But it's about using them judiciously. It's about using them with knowledge. It's about using them with care, because we know the effects of overuse. That's why we are saying overuse. We are not saying the effect of pesticide, but we are saying the effect of overuse of pesticides, synthetic pesticides. So the farmer must not stop using. But we are saying, all along the narrative has been, for me to produce tomatoes, I must use synthetic pesticides, which are sprayed probably on Monday, which are sprayed on Wednesday, which are sprayed on Saturday, whereby farmers have calendar sprays. But we are saying, why are you spraying? You have to spray for a reason. You have to have knowledge of what pest you are targeting. Because as of now, because of different pests, we have Tuta absoluta, which is the most damaging. We have also other pests, for example, borers, we have aphids, we have different pests. But the farmers have gone even to the extent of importing pesticides from as far as Tanzania, from as far as Uganda, which in most cases, these pesticides are not allowed to be used. They are not registered by PCPB in Kenya, and they are even probably for other crops, but the farmer in Kenya is just taking them because they think that by using or overusing synthetic pesticides, they can control the pest and have the best tomatoes. But we are saying also, after using the pesticides, think about the environment. Think about the people who are spraying. Think about the people who are going to consume the tomatoes. So in that case, we are saying we have many ways. There's a question that you asked me about traditional methods.
Yes.
One of the methods, of course, the simplest will be rotation. Where you planted your tomatoes this year, don't plant again. Why? Because there are some diseases, fungal diseases, that still remain, that are still lurking in the soil. There are some pests which are still harbored in the soil. So move away and go and plant somewhere else. Then you return. In this case also, you are giving the soil time to recover. You are giving it time to recover, and after a while, you come back and do this. So we have been working with companies like FarmTrack, like Relay PM, Kenya Biologics, many others. They do have the products which are safe to use. And the trap that we are talking about, it just uses a simple lure, a simple attractant. So you still have more methods to use, and you come back to your pesticides when there is need to do the pesticides. Yes,
I like that. And tell me, Dr. Ndlela, how long does it take for tomatoes to mature?
Tomatoes are grown over a season of 3 months.
3 months.
Over a season of 3 months, you are good to harvest. And in most parts of Kenya, like Dr. Mshemi has alluded to, they can be produced throughout the year, which makes it even, it's good on our part as the farmers, because we produce all around throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
But again, these are cash to eat. It means that the pests that we are talking about have access to food throughout the year. There is no break. This is why the pest problem in tomato is so huge. And this is why the usage of synthetic pesticides is so huge in tomatoes. You can just imagine the amount of pesticides that the farmers are pumping when they have these things that we call calendar sprays, where they are just spraying for the sake of spraying.
For the sake of spraying.
Yes.
Dr. Mshemi, Technical Director, FarmTrack Biosciences. From the words of Dr. Ndlela, the work you guys are doing is really, really, it's a game changer. Tell me about the success rate that you have witnessed thanks to the innovations that that your company deals with over when it comes to the production of tomatoes.
Thank you very much, Nick. Yes, there are gains that we have made as a company, particularly through the collaboration that we have had with ECPE. In terms of the research. And one of the gains is that we've been able to reach many farmers who are growing tomatoes.
Yeah.
That is one.
Okay.
Why do we reach them? We reach them to sensitize them that there is alternative way of managing pests other than what they are used to, the conventional way.
Mm-hmm.
And we would want them to also consider these other options to make it better, not only for them in terms of their revenue, to the environment, mm-hmm. and to the health of the people who are involved in the application, who works in the farm,
mm-hmm.
as well as who consume. Because when you reduce the amount of chemicals, synthetic chemicals that you are applying on tomatoes through the Kaleida sprays, that means that you're not exposing the sprayer to the chemical all the time. We know the challenges that our farm workers have, especially when it comes to the use of protection clothing. Rarely, and many of them rarely do have them. So they are exposed when they are applying these chemicals. Yet, I don't know whether they know the dangers that they expose themselves to when they get in touch with this chemical on their body, as well as when they inhale these chemicals when they are spraying. What about that non-targeted organism? The butterfly that was just hovering in the field, it comes in contact with this chemical, it's going to be killed.
Yeah.
Yet it was not intended to. Our farmers, the message that I want to pass to you, do not have this sporadic spraying program that you have. Please adopt integrated pest management. Let the use of pesticide, the chemical pesticide, be the last option that you're going to use. When you are applying the strategies, do that based on what is needed. Do you have an infestation of tuta in your field?
Tuta absoluta.
Yes. Then if there is a threshold that you need to determine when you need to come on board with an intervention, come that time. If there is none, don't apply it.
Don't apply it.
Don't apply it. That's what we are saying. Yes.
To a grated. I like it. I like it very much. It's very well said. Gentlemen, to get a parting shot from you, I want to play you guys a clip. Our production team went out and asked people about tomato farming challenges. And this is the report that they filed.
My name is Victor from Kajiado County. The main challenge farmers face when trying to grow tomatoes organically is pest control without chemical pesticides. Farmers must rely on natural predators which can be less effective.
My name is Njoki from Nyeri. Organic farming takes time before you see results, and many farmers depend on quick returns. That's why they stick to pesticides.
My name is Dylan from Naguru. Most farmers don't have the right knowledge. They're used to chemicals because that's what they have been taught.
My name is Jen from Akwe. Some pests have become resistant even to natural methods, so it's hard for farmers to keep up without using strong chemicals.
I am Fred from Kembu. Organic farming needs a lot of patience. You have to keep checking your plant every day and use natural methods. It's not easy.
My name is Shaba from Kilifi County. In my opinion, it is nutrient supply, because maintaining soil fertility using compost and organic fertilizers is quite expensive.
Shout out to our production team who went out to gather those different opinions. I like. Okay, so first thing that I liked about is all young voices. I am curious, because you guys work on the field. You're literally on the ground. So tell me, Dr. Dlela, do you see a lot of young farmers?
It is something that we are encouraging.
Yeah.
To see young people go into farming.
Yeah.
It's mostly the older guys who are doing farming, but recently we are also seeing an upsurge of young guys who are going into farming.
Excellent.
Because they now understand the benefits of farming. When you produce your own food, you have control over what you eat, you have control over your incomes, and this is good for the young guys. For example, in Kirinyaga and Narok, where we have been working, young guys are moving into tomato farming because it's a business.
It's a business.
When you do it correctly, when you do it nicely, when you use the methods that are approved, you are safe to go. I just want to add to the aspect of insect resistance that they are talking about.
Uh-huh.
We have several methods of controlling these pests. For example, ISIPE is non-profit making, but we also produce the control methods. For example, we've produced developed biopesticides, which can be used, and they have been commercialized by different companies in Kenya. So maybe it's the information that is lacking in the farmers. We have to take this information out so that people understand. On top of these biopesticides, they are also being sold by FarmTrack, Kenya Biologics, Real IPM. We have also imported a natural enemy from where Tuta Absoluta came from. This is biological control. This is a small wasp that we have imported from Peru. We have done all the researches with the relevant institutions in Kenya. We have released this wasp into the farms. So where we have released, people can actually attest that the major pest, which is Tuta Absoluta, is going down. Nice. People can really see that the wasp is working, because what the wasp does, it goes around the farm. Once it is released in your farm, it goes around the farm. It looks for the caterpillars, the larvae of the Tuta Absoluta, which are always inside the leaf of the tomato. It punctures. It uses its antennae, it uses its feet to find out where these pests are. Then it punctures it and puts an egg inside. Then the egg develops inside that larvae of Tuta Absoluta. And what comes out is the natural enemy, which we are now calling the farmer's friend, because it is beneficial to the farmer.
Yes.
And when it has done its business, it does not stay there. It moves to another farm where it does the business. And also they keep on multiplying. So the issue of insect resistance, we must not worry about it, because we have several methods that we are using together.
And I can tell this man knows his stuff. He's a research scientist. Hey, well done, well done. Dr. Mshemi, the clip you just heard, tell me what your thoughts are on what you heard there. The young ones claiming some of the biggest challenges as to why tomato farming isn't going as well as it should.
Thank you very much, Nick. And I may say that it's very encouraging to hear the voices of the young people, because it's a proof that they are engaged in farming. The fact that we do have, we need to understand data, that agriculture is very important for our economy. 25% of our GDP is from agriculture.
25%.
That's how important it is to us. So it should have so many players engaged, even the young people. Unfortunately, as my colleague has mentioned, over time, it's only the old generation that has been engaged in farming. It's a high time that the young people come on board in a big way. That's why our company, we are everywhere in the social media.
Nice.
Try to get hold of these young people, because I know they are high tech.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You go on Facebook, you find FarmTrack, TikTok, you'll find FarmTrack, Instagram.
Excellent.
All those. You go to websites, you Google, you see what we do. We want to capture the attention of the young people. The challenges, yes, I know they are there, but they are a way out of these challenges. Until we embrace farming in more innovative way,
right,
to change the way it's done, then we still remain there. Our farm, our company, is not only that the trapping that we do so many products, and we focus on nature, the natural existing products, whether it's a fungi, whether it is a bacteria, they are those that are good, or that we call them, they are friendly, and we use them to make products that are going to counteract the bad ones that are affecting our crops in terms of a disease or in terms of a pest or an insect. So when it comes to resistance development that is normally associated with synthetic chemicals, biopesticides are able to escape that because they do not develop resistance to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. I like that. It's 8:59. Oh, my goodness. I wish we could extend this conversation, but we have run out of time. But thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. Dr. Shepherd Ndlela, research scientist at ISIPE. Now I'll just call it ISIPE from now henceforth. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Samuel Mushemi. He is a technical director at FarmTrack Biosciences, and we must give a special shout out, of course, to ISIPE's eSport project, the county of Kirinyaga, the county of Narok, and the BioVision Foundation promoting safe, sustainable tomato farming in Kenya. Yes, Tuta Absoluta will be absolutely gone very, very soon, thanks to the great work that you two are doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Do you want to make contact with KBC English Service? Call 0725-281428 or
please note the number
0736-538431.
Thank you.
On social media, tweet at KBC English and comment on Facebook, KBC English Service. Get in touch at any time, day or night. The morning's hassles can really weigh you down. Now, there's a perfect remedy to lift up your spirits. Lunchtime music, setting the perfect mood for your afternoon. Tap your feet, hum along, just have a great time with the songs that you know and love. The timeless hits played by the world's best instrumentalists. Lunchtime music on KBC English Service, Monday to Friday, right after the 1 p.m. news.